This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three leaders, including President Trump, signed the pact that replaces NAFTA.
The signing ceremony for a brand new trade deal, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. So important.
The president signing it at the G20.
American exporting our farming, manufacturing, and service industries.
The president signing the deal with the Canadian prime minister and the Mexican president. Today marks the end of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season, an active one that had 15 named storms and 8 hurricanes, including hurricanes Michael and Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Law enforcement mourning the loss of another one of its own.
A U.S. Marshal was shot and killed while serving a felony warrant.
That's the chief of police in Tucson, Arizona, where the agent was killed trying to serve the warrant against a man suspected of stalking another law enforcement officer. That suspect's now in custody. Flooding is now causing some big problems in those burn areas of Northern California. Torrential rains yesterday were hitting Butte County, forcing a temporary closure of Highway 99 and sparking evacuations in some hills surrounding the town of Paradise, which was virtually destroyed by the recent campfire. Pressure from Congress now convincing the Veterans Affairs Department to pay student veterans all the benefits they're due under the Forever GI Bill. That after VA officials had said that they would not retroactively pay vets who were underpaid because of a computer error. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate's only black Republican is killing a controversial judicial nomination from the Trump administration. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says he'll oppose the nomination of Thomas Farr to a U.S. District Court seat in North Carolina because of Farr's involvement in voter suppression tactics aimed at minorities. Scott's vote, combined with Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, who is refusing to support any judicial nominations until the Senate votes on a bill to protect the special counsel, will sink Farr's chances of being confirmed. Payless Shoe Store is now returning money to so-called social media influencers, as it now admits it fooled them. The retail chain, known for cheap prices, wanted to show off its fashionable shoes, so it invited about 80 so-called influencers to the grand opening of an upscale shoe store at a Los Angeles mall. The store was not said to be related to Payless at all, although it was called Palessi, P-A-L-E-S-S-I. The influencers went on to spend over $3,000 on shoes. When some found out later that they'd been tricked, they complained, and now Payless exec said they'll return the money, and they just wanted to show that their shoes are not only cheap, but some of them are also very fashionable. And in Vienna, authorities say some professional thieves have stolen a Renoir painting worth about $182,000 from an auction house. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, I'm still getting over a little bit of that froggy cold deal, so thank you for putting up with me. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, John Guandolo. John is the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area, provides law enforcement investigative solutions, and creates state-level counterinsurgency strategies to identify, dismantle, and defeat the jihadi network in your area. John, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Really glad to be back with you.
Well, John, let's talk about what's going on here at the border. I mean, the thing that's most shocking to me, and I don't know why it is, because this has been the consistent modus operandi of the mainstream media. When, you know, we had thousands of people, you know, heading to our southern border and going through Mexico and causing havoc along the way, you know, the mainstream media wanted to insist it was mainly women and children, people who along the way did the extra due diligence and actually went in the middle of the crowd, realized that, hey, there's MS-13 gang members. There's lots of threat here that are being misreported or just flat out ignored. Now they're here at the border, and this is on full display, but there's no walk back. There's no, hey, I'm sorry, I told you the wrong thing. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, it's like our mainstream media has become complicit in what would seem to be a conspiracy to invade our country.
Well, I think you just hit the nail on the head, and I think one of the points that I've shared with you and your audience before, I'd like to reiterate because you're really bringing it to light in a big way, and that is when we use the phrase mainstream media, we're talking about those in the what we've traditionally called the, you know, the major networks: ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. I would even sometimes include Fox in that, MSNBC, those kinds of channels. And the major, you know, and New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, many of these others. And what we're seeing is their willful support for groups and individuals that are hostile to the United States. And so at some point, and I believe we've reached that point, we can no longer call it just bad journalism or fake news. Mm-hmm. It's a willing... It's a decision to willingly help people who seek to harm the United States and its citizens. And so I agree with you. I think this is a thoughtful, willing decision by some in the media to do just that. And the evidence is very clear. Not only MS-13 and criminal elements, but we have information from governments in Central America that there are Islamic State and potentially Al-Qaeda terrorists among this group.
Well, and the thing that's amazing to me is that President Trump does what, you know, anybody with a rational mind would do, and that's to say, look, it's overwhelming. Let's close down the borders. They're not, you know, keep in mind here, and what people are forgetting, we have 48 legal entry points into this country that they can come into. They don't want to come through those legal points. They want to bust through barriers. They want to circumvent. They want to break the law coming into this country by not coming through one of 48. I mean, we're not just talking just, hey, two entry points that we're trying to overwhelm here. They are blatantly breaking the law, and every accommodation and forgiveness is extended to them, you know, not to mention the obvious criminal elements that are there. I mean, the CDC now is reporting again, and this has kind of fell off the radar a little bit here, John, and you and I have discussed this, you know, before, is that when you have people from a third world country coming into the United States, this is why immigration is very careful. You know, this is one of the things they look at, is the health of a person. You know, what kind of diseases are they bringing into the country? And then, of course, then this past week, you know, kind of like a sidebar announcement was that, you know, we're dealing with some sort of strange virus now in this country. Now, I understand, you know, we're talking people that are outside the border, but we're not even talking about the people that are already inside the country that have brought with them diseases that we're not familiar with.
Well, that's absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, we've seen increases in things, the various hepatitis diseases, typhoid, other kinds of things that we have not seen in this country in the numbers that we're seeing now. And that's problematic in and of itself. But you just made a very important point. People coming in here illegally, when there are the legal path, there are legal paths to come to the United States. And one of the things the media is clamoring for is to support these people by granting them asylum. But asylum, the legal route to asylum in the United States is a very narrow route legally. But first, to be granted or to be considered for asylum into the United States, you must enter the United States legally. And these people are not trying to get into the United States legally. They are trying to illegally enter the United States en masse, mm-hmm. which can be called, rightly so, an invasion.
Exactly.
And that's why it's being called an invasion, because these are people who are not trying to, in a right and just way, in a legal way, enter the United States.
And, John, you mentioned earlier here, and I want to bring focus into this, and that is the element of, I mean, we're talking people in our government, you know, maybe lifelong bureaucrats, you know, there is a group, you could call it the deep state, enemies within, whatever way you want to call it. But these are people who are antithetical to our constitutional rights, our beliefs, our values, and they want to blow up this country. And they've got quite a hold on, you know, what's happening, you know, whether it has to do with an attack on the president and the Mueller investigation and on and on. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And what's happening at the border is just another one of those, you know, radical issues that these radicals that are that got a hold, they're within our government. I mean, you know, we can talk about the existential enemy, but clearly the enemy is well entrenched within our boundaries, is it not?
Well, right. That's part of the problem. You have people not only in appointed positions, but more importantly, which is what you're getting at, in the career bureaucrat position. And I think a big part of what we need to do to begin turning this entire ship around is by, in a very significant way, reducing the size of government, thereby reducing the bureaucracy.
Well, they're going to fight tooth and nail every part of the way here. I mean, they've had their way with us for decades now. This isn't something that's just happened overnight. And so this is going to be one humongous fight, and you better get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Put on your seatbelts and your crash helmets. The fun is just getting underway. We've got more from John Guandolo on the other side of the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Like is fresh and independent. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation continues with John Guandolo. John, before we talk about your ideas about the next attorney general, relevant to what we were saying earlier in terms of the enemy within us, ISIS, we know, has been dissipating ever since Donald Trump came on the scene. They're losing grip. But there's no doubt that ISIS is breathing life into their future. And according to Paul Wood, a BBC World Affairs correspondent who wrote in The Spectator, he tells, quite shocking story that America needs to be, they cannot sleep on this. They need to be aware of this document. Wood writes, is circulating among ISIS members through text messages and Twitter titled "The Caliphate Will Not Perish." It is a series of morale-boosting declarations by ISIS leaders, living and dead. Wood continues to say in the article that when ISIS does lose its territory, a virtual caliphate will replace it. This caliphate will replace the physical one, which will have a fresh crop of jihadists ready to be dispatched. In the document, a member of the ISIS Shura Council boasted Muslims born in the U.S. will become an army of conquest, according to Wood. They're getting ready for the battle in their homeland. Today, the caliphate is in Iraq and Syria. Tomorrow, it will be in the White House, asserts the ISIS Council member. While Trump could annihilate the ISIS overseas, what happens to the ones already here? That's the big question, is it not?
Well, right. I think, America's gross misunderstanding of the dangers of Islam is what is allowing this to happen. But I would disagree with Mr. Wood in that the virtual caliphate already exists.
Mm-hmm.
The Organization of Islamic Cooperation is the largest voting bloc in the UN. It's made up of every Muslim nation on earth at the head of state and king level, and they're operating as the caliphate. And the caliphate itself will be declared in the near future in Turkey at the center. They'll name a caliph, which could very well be Erdogan, the current leader of Turkey, but there are a couple other people that might get the tap on that. The point is that there are thousands of jihadi organizations in the United States already, media organizations, civil rights organizations, legal organizations, social organizations, civil rights organizations, you name it.
They're being elected to office. I mean, we just had a national election, and how many Muslims got elected?
Right, and it's not just that they're Muslims. That these are Sharia-adherent Muslims. Ilhan Omar, as an example, in Minneapolis, took over the seat for jihadi Keith Ellison, who is now the Attorney General for Minnesota. And so it's that they're Sharia-adherent, which means they're jihadis, in positions of authority in the U.S. government, which is, by the way, unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
So that you cannot swear an oath to the Constitution when your ideology calls for the overthrow of the U.S. government.
Yeah, how do you promise to serve, to protect, and defend the U.S. Constitution when your very foundational document, your reason for being, Sharia law, is antithetical to our document?
That's exactly right. You cannot. You cannot hold office. You can't swear an oath to the Constitution when your entire the framework for understanding the world and the legal system you believe in calls for the dismantling of our legal system at the federal and state level. So but I see nothing from the Department of Justice, nothing from the current administration. So I don't see anything standing in the way of the Islamic movement doing what it says it's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, nothing is in the way. Nothing at the federal level, really nothing at the state level. No governor or attorney general at the state level has made any kind of noticeable stance against the tidal wave of suit-wearing jihadis flooding their states. And so that's where we are. So our work at the ground level, at the state level, local level, has become immensely difficult, but we're at war, so we're going to keep fighting. But there seems to be very little resistance.
Well, how critical is the Attorney General in all this right now? The selection, right now, Matt Whitaker is the acting Attorney General. Democrats, progressives, those on the left, I would say those that, that seem to be at war with us, are trying to find every reason to neutralize the power of the acting AG?
Well, right. I think it's critical. Again, as I've shared on your show, and I know you and I have talked about the position of myself and my company, understanding the threat, is that we're going to win or lose the war at the local and state level, and really the local levels where we have to fight and win the war. What a good, aggressive attorney general can do is push for prosecution of groups and broader organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States, push for the designation of the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. But at the state level, that can be done too. Attorney generals calling for the designation at the state level, Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. However, the federal level, a good, knowledgeable attorney general, knowledgeable about the Marxist and Islamic threats, could really do damage to their movement prosecutorially. And so, yes, I have made a couple recommendations, and our organization is certainly advocating the president to name one of the two individuals, Andrew McCarthy and Joseph Schmitz, to be the next attorney general.
Well, so with these recommendations that are, you know, that you've put forth, you know, what's the next step here, John? What do we do?
Well, I think, you know, the citizens can certainly talk to their congressmen and senators. You can directly contact the White House. People can call, email, fax. You can do whatever you're able to let them know. And I encourage people to go to understandthethreat.com, go to our blog and read the article about why. I mean, these men are either one of these men as the attorney general are immensely qualified. Both are well-versed in the Islamic and Marxist threat. Both understand the founding principles and that we need to reestablish the rule of law under our founding principles of the law of nature and the law of nature's God.
Mm.
Both have engaged the Islamic threat. Andrew McCarthy, in prosecutions, prosecuting the blind sheikh, for instance, and Joseph Schmitz as directly calling out Hamas doing business as CARE, the Islamic Society of North America as a Muslim Brotherhood group, articulating that and why they have to be called out and pursued legally. I think those are the kinds of things I would expect from my next attorney general.
Are we calling out the people that have supported the growth of Hamas and this Islamic activity within the boundaries of the United States enough here? I mean, you know, Barack Obama has been one that anytime you bring up his name, immediately they want to throw a tin hat on you and call you a conspiracist. But when you look at the actions of this administration, they probably did more to promote the insurgency of the enemies within than any other president. Am I right or wrong here?
No, I think you're right. The this president gave hundreds of millions of dollars to Iran. They openly supported the Muslim Brotherhood over illegally, the legal government of Mubarak in Egypt. This government saw to it that Libya's leader Gaddafi was killed.
John, we only got 10 seconds. John, why don't we do this? Let's direct everybody to your website real quick, and they need to be on top of this. Again, what's the website?
UnderstandingTheThreat.com.
John Guandolo. Thank you, John.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor. True story. He goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three leaders, including President Trump, signed the pact that replaces NAFTA.
The signing ceremony for a brand new trade deal, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. So important.
The president signing it at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, Argentina, which is just underway.
In the United States, the new trade pact will support high-paying manufacturing jobs and promote greater access for American exports across the range of sectors, including our farming, manufacturing, and service industries.
The president signing the deal with the Canadian prime minister and the Mexican president. Today marks the end of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season, an active one that had 15 named storms and 8 hurricanes, including hurricanes Michael and Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
You see nothing but damaged goods. I see something good in the world.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You remember the movie, God Bless the Broken Road? Well, it's going to be on Blu-ray, a combo pack DVD, and digital come December the 4th, and we can thank Lionsgate for that. This is your chance to experience the uplifting family film with Jordan Sparks and NFL Pro Football Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson when God Bless the Broken Road arrives on Blu-ray, as we just were just telling you about. And here right now with us on the phone is Madeline Carroll. Madeline is one of the co-stars. She plays Hannah in the movie. Madeline, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so tell us about God Bless the Broken Road. Let's remind everybody, for those of them, shame on them who may have missed it on the big screen, but they'll be able to see it at home in the comfort of their own home and with their families with this new Blu-ray combo pack that's coming out just in time for the holidays, by the way, I might add.
Yes. Well, you sold it right there. It was a really an awesome project for me to be a part of. It's a really beautiful family, uplifting movie, which, you know, it's kind of rare nowadays to be able to sit and watch something with your family. But it's really sweet. The story centers on Mackenzie Moss, and she, it's really just about faith and having the faith to move forward from a place of pain and not staying there when things happen to you. And it's a beautiful redemption story, and I got to play Hannah, her babysitter, and for me it was a really special project because I actually was going to quit acting before I got the call for God Bless. So it really means so much to me for my own life and my own career. It was a redemption story for myself. I'd really given up on my dream, and I didn't think that that's what God wanted anymore, and then he showed up with this, and so it means a lot to me, and it's blessed so many people so far, and I know that on the DVD it's going to bless so many more people. So.
Right. You know, isn't that awesome about God? God's always just in time. You know, I always tell people, you know, we serve a just in time God, you know, at a time. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, feeling like, hey, I've done everything I can. Maybe God has something else for me. But then he says, oh, wait a minute. don't go too far.
Wait,
right?
I still have your dream.
That's right. Yeah, because after all, the dream, who did it come from? But God himself. I mean, God put this on your heart. And so
it just really took me giving it back to him, you know, in that, in that place of surrender that, you know, God, I can't. I've tried what I could do, and I can't hold it in my hands anymore. And just, I said, God, you take it back, and you do what you want with it. And then he showed up. You know what I mean? And so that's a really good point, that he's the one who gave it to us. So why wouldn't we give it back and allow him to do what he pleases with us with it? And that's what happened. So it's just a total miracle for me.
Well, Madeline, you were also involved with I Can Only Imagine. I mean, this has been quite a year for you.
Unreal. I honestly sit back and I look at this year, and you know, now we're near the end, and I just think, my God, I don't want it to end. I really want to hang on to 2018, because it really has. It's been a beautiful year for me, and most of all, it's been a beautiful year for me with God.
Yes.
I've, you know, learned so much and grown so much, and I'm just so thankful. You know what I mean? For me, this year has just been a harvest year, and everything that I, you know, prayed about and the scriptures that I stood on for so long, I've just seen them, you know, really, really come to life this year. And it's just a beautiful thing to know that God's been along the road with you the whole entire time. You know, he's been there in every moment that's been hard. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. He's been there and he's listened. And he's just to know that he's so real and he's so active in our lives, it's a really overwhelming thing. And he's just so good.
Well, Madeline, I really appreciate it. I'm thankful for you that you're being this vulnerable and open about, you know, your relationship with God, and that, you know, because that's what happens with people of faith. We get to that end, and that's what develops our faith, is when we go through those tough times. But when you're at the end of it, you don't see it that way. You're just struggling, and you're wondering. You say, Father, I just want to be in your will. Am I doing everything that you've called me to do? I'm not seeing any fruit here. And, you know, again, you know, I'm always encouraged by that one verse in Isaiah, you know, but those who wait on the Lord, you know, you will mount up on wings of eagles. I mean, here you are. I mean, this is a mount up on wings of eagle kind of year for you.
Thank you so much for saying that, because that's one of my verses that I stood on.
Oh, wow, okay.
Was that verse. And God just, it's just overwhelming. There's no words, you know what I mean, for how good he's been. I pretty much cry every time I talk about it, because it's just, you think back on the day of, you know, desolation and the day of sadness and the day of, you know, I had all this anxiety and depression because I was so sad. I thought to myself, you know, God, I can't act anymore. Like I mustn't be any good, and I never was any good. And that's why I'm not, you know, getting any roles and any things. And at the end of the day, it was just in God's time, and everything was just, the Bible says that God makes everything beautiful in his time. And that's truly what he did with me, is in the silence, he was there. He was just waiting. You know what I mean? He was waiting for the perfect moment, because he knew that one day I would do, God bless, he knew one day I would do I Can Only Imagine. And he knew that along with those things, I would stand and testify for what he did.
Amen.
And I wouldn't have anything to say hadn't I went through what I went through. But I'm thankful for that time, because although it was so hard, I'll tell you what it did was, it just taught me to so rely and lean on God. And it took everything of me out of me and put God inside. And it's just so, it's just overwhelming. You know what I mean? Because so easily we can miss it. And so easily we can give up. Like that day that I cried out and said, God, I'm going to quit. I was quitting. I had completely purposed in my heart that I wasn't going to do it. And I was devastated, but I was like, this must be the right choice. You know what I mean? I'm not booking anything. And then lo and behold, literally the next day God showed up, and Harold Conk, he directed God Bless the Broken Road, texted me, and it was a number I didn't know. And he was like, hey, this is Harold. I don't know if you remember auditioning for me a year ago for that other movie, but for some reason I just have you very heavily on my heart, and I want you to know that I think you're meant to be in my next movie, my next faith-based movie, which was word for word what I had prayed. I've been acting since I was 3 years old. I'd never went out other than one time, which was when I met him, and I didn't even get the part, on a faith-based film. And so my prayer to God was, God, like, you got to send me something. And I said, better yet, send me something that would edify you, and that's how I'll know that I'm still called to this industry. And literally the next day, he randomly texted me that.
Wow.
Like, that's God. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
so cool.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we had a chance to talk with Harold Cronk, and what a genuine individual. And I was going to ask you about working with Harold and the cast. I mean, Lindsay Pulsifer, you know, Kim Delaney, Robin Givens, Jordan Sparks. What was that like working with this cast?
Oh, it was such a beautiful time. It was so refreshing and so awesome. And what's funny too is we all kind of have our own stories, you know, behind the project. And Jordan had actually went through a very similar thing as I did right before she got it. And it just was awesome. It was like Harold was so in tune with us that he just knew, like, everyone to get together. And he's just, he's so genuine. That's the perfect word for him, is just genuine. I mean, just, and very just attentive to what God is doing. God is first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would he have even knew that I had cried so hard just the day before and gave up on my dream entirely? You know what I mean? He's just so obedient to God and what God wants and desires. And he's just awesome. I enjoyed it so much. The whole thing. It was so fun for me to be back on a set again. After, you know, 5 years of just a really hard, hard time and turning down roles that I didn't want to do and I didn't, you know, all the stuff as you turn into a teenager and get older is nudity and just things you don't want to do. So it was just, for me, it was just so fun to just be back on a set and a great set. And I enjoyed it so much. I loved it. And Mackenzie Moss is so cute.
Exactly. I know. That's so awesome. Well, it seems only fitting that a redemptive cast would be involved in a redemptive movie, God Bless the Broken Road, which tells the inspirational story of a young military widow as she struggles to raise her young daughter while learning to trust God and the church again and seek the truth in his promises. God Bless the Broken Road is going to be available home entertainment December the 4th. Great Christmas gift. Stocking stuffer, as they say. I know you will enjoy it. And Madeline, we've enjoyed you. Thank you so much.
Thank for being you. With us. Thank Appreciate you so it. Much for having me.
Merry Christmas, huh?
You too. Merry Christmas.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Save 30 to 50% on outerwear. Save on boots for the family. And take 40 to 60% off FAO Schwartz toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. And snap a free picture in-store with Santa Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, even your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down to the river.
You're doing the real thing.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, I was reading stories behind the great traditions of Christmas, our discussion that we had with Ace Collins. Wonderful book. Oh, my goodness. You've got to get your hands on this book. This is going to be one of those stocking stuffers. It is going to be one of the books that you want to gift people with, because it takes a real close look at all the traditions of Christmas. And as we enter into the Advent season, it is so cool. I know recently there are a lot of, some controversy. You know, anything that has to do with the Trumps has got to be controversy. Melania Trump, how she dressed up the White House for Christmas. It's just gorgeous. The red Christmas trees. And when I saw the red Christmas trees, I couldn't help but think of Ace, because we were talking about the colors of Christmas and what they mean. And when you appreciate the colors and the depth of the meaning and how we just kind of take it for granted. You know, why is it that, you know, green and red and gold stand out every Christmas? But if you really ponder the significance of those colors, I mean, it's quite awesome. They announced the return of the Christmas season each year, those three colors. Yet they are more, and I'm reading from Ace's book, yet they are more than rich colors. They represent the rich history of the most celebrated holiday on earth, with green representing life that remains vital and beautiful even during the darkest trials, red symbolizing the blood that was shed so human souls could be reconciled to God, and gold promising the gifts of eternal life. These colors ring true at Christmas time and throughout the year. If you look hard enough, the spirit of Christmas and Christ can always be seen in the colors that make up the annual holiday rainbow. Is that awesome? So when you see those red Christmas trees, I mean, I couldn't help but think, I go, Jesus is all over the White House there. It's his redemptive blood. And if ever we needed redemption, of course, right on the heels of this interview and conversation with Madeline Carroll, too, you know, she talked about, I mean, all our stories are redemptive when you really think about it. And that we serve a just-in-time God who enters the pictures and enters the boundaries of our lives at a time when we most need him. And oftentimes at the point when we think, well, there's nothing, I've done everything I can do. But that's where faith is demonstrated, is at the end of ourselves, when we have no other choice but God. And as I say, and you've heard me say from time to time, I've become what they call a but God Christian. And people go, but God Christian? What do you mean, but God Christian? Well, you know, it's like in the Bible. They always talk about all these bad things that are happening, right? And then, dun, 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 but God, but for God. And, you know, we get the wisdom of God. We get the answer of God, which is always perfect. the only thing it disturbs is the chaos, you know, and it straightens out our life. And if we ever needed something to disturb the chaos, it is now. We have that a little bit in Donald Trump, believe it or not. If you go to our website, there's a cute little video there that you'll appreciate there. They've done such a great job. And it was one that was out a couple of years ago. But it's good fun to revisit. And it's right there on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. I will direct you to that. But, you know, I love this season. And I love this time of year, especially after we've completed, you know, Thanksgiving, which gives us a season of gratefulness and appreciation and thankfulness when you sit down and you have family all around you to enjoy and to really pause and consider what we really are thankful for. And this really does sets us up, you know, it sets us up for the Advent season. And the Advent season is all about preparation. It's about, you know, preparing our minds. And what happens, of course, in our culture is we get so, you know, get so busy, I guess is the word, get so busy. And next thing you know, we think it's all about us and we're just scurrying to to the malls and everything. And you say, well, Bella, what do you mean it's all about us? I mean, we're out there buying presents for people. Yeah, but, you know, think about what the true motivation is. Are we buying presents just so that people will like us, they'll appreciate us, or are we really, you know, we're really thinking about a true attitude of what, you know, giving is all about? And we get into a frantic pace, you know, because there's so many people around and we got to find a parking space and we got to find the right price. And, you know, it's a scurry. And of course, a lot of things are being done at home now online. And, you know, the numbers for Cyber Monday that came out were, again, record setting. I think for commerce and for those things, that's a good thing. But, you know, that aside, you know, what is the deeper meaning of Christmas and what is the deeper meaning of where our hearts should be and what we should be thinking about towards one another, you know, peace on earth and goodwill to each man, you know, goodwill for everybody. You know, what is our mindset here? Are we really pondering that? Are we stopping our world? You know, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, stop the world, I want to get off, you know. And sometimes I feel the same way, so we just need to stop the world. And let's get off for just a moment. And let's think about those things that are genuine and right and holy and righteous and good. And, you know, those genuine things that come from God that speak to our spirit. That we know that when we are in rhythm with those characteristics, you know, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, that, wow, it's just, it transcends everything. It makes all this stuff seem so petty, right? You know, we've had a lot of conversations about politics, and, you know, I was again accused of spending too much time on politics. But I think these are the things that you need to be aware of, because as one theologian said and preacher said, he never went to the pulpit without the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. You know, we need to be wise. We need to be wise believers, you know. And as the Bible says, and, you know, the world is cunning, and we have to be aware of their manipulations and their cunning devices. And if you're not aware of it, you're going to be duped and you're going to be overwhelmed. And God has not given us, you know, the blessings that he's given us so that we'd be knuckleheads and we'd stick our head in the sand. You know, we're supposed to be transforming agents. We're supposed to be that salt that the earth is crying out for. We're supposed to be that agent that brings light to the chaos. And we have lots of chaos in this country. And guess what? Your neighbors are saying, hey, look, I need an answer. Well, are we being that answer? Are we being that goodwill toward other men that we should be, that you know, our neighbors, our family members are looking for? But you can't if we're fussing and we're at each other's throats, because that's what the media would want us to be. That's what these other forces would want, because when we are running helter-skelter and we're disorderly, then, you know, we're going to get to that point, which has happened in other empires and historically in other cultures, is that we just say, boy, would somebody just come and take care of this mess? And many times, as Bill Federer has taught us, as he recounts history, it's the very people that have created the mess are the ones that are standing on the sidelines just waiting for us to say, come and save us. Well, they're the ones that created the mess to begin with, right? I mean, you have to see this. But see, if we're not talking about our culture and we're not talking about the things that are the political, or, you know, that's not the most important thing. They have influence on our world. But we're supposed to have influence on that, not the other way around. Right now, through politics, the tail is shaking the dog. But people of faith need to be the dog. We're the dog. We're the ones that should be shaking the tail, not the other way around. But if you're not aware of this, then you're just kind of duped and you're just going along to get along. And, you know, people get, you know, a little irritated and they're upset because Donald Trump is president, or, you know, Ocasio-Cortez is elected, and all this stuff. But if you're not aware of what is happening, sure, we know the end game. We know how it ends. But meanwhile, we have a responsibility for the chapters in between now and the end game. And what is your role? See, and this is where I think, in my humble opinion, some churches are ignoring, because they feel like they shouldn't address this, that people get enough politics during the week. Well, yes, they get some politics, but there's no balance. You know, it's like the Apostle Paul said when he got a hold of bad porridge, that there's poison in the porridge. He says, get me the real genuine stuff to dilute the poison. And that's, but you have to put it in contrast. You have to bring it in contrast and say, hey, look at this past week. Here's what happened in your world. This is, and if you want to call it politics or whatever, but it's history. This is what's going on in your culture. Well, what is the answer? What is the anecdote to all this poison that's been, you know, been spilled out there? It's the truth. It's the word of God that is the anecdote. It is that which is the remedy to all this craziness. But I believe you have to show the contrast, just like Jesus did. Shows you way what is dark. Now here's the light. And I believe that's the opportunity for the churches and pastors in the pulpit today, is to come and say, hey, this is the darkness of this world today. And as we head into the Advent season, and we light, each week we light a candle, which is supposed to be the light of truth and intelligence and knowledge into the world and wisdom. And we light that to remind us that we are carriers of that light. But we need to be in preparation of this. And we do this in this Advent season, which I think is a critical time and a beautiful time, you know, to make this happen, you know, for ourselves and our families and our grandchildren, our legacy, to be able to pass this on, the traditions, true traditions. And again, I would highly recommend that you get your hands on Ace's book, Ace Collins, his book, Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas. Man, it talks about the candy cane, you know, the wreath, you know, the Christmas tree, the fir tree, why it is so significant, how lasting it is in, you know, in enduring the weathered months in that. You will be enriched greatly. And I believe that as a result of reading this, you will be reminded of traditions and be enlarged and greatly more appreciative of the Christmas season.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't